What's up? Welcome back into the Letterman Lounge. Pull up a seat, grab a cocktail, whatever you'd like to do. We're lounging around, Matt. How are you, Matt? On the other side of that screen, you are Matt Parker, I think.
Yes, yes. The artist currently known as Matt Parker. No, I'm laughing that you said grab a cocktail because it's 9:08 in the morning as we're recording this. So,
hey, man.
Hey, I mean, if that's your thing, that's your thing. Do what you got to do. You're right. Rest in peace, Jimmy Buffett, a true king.
It's always 5 o'clock somewhere, man, and whatever right. You got to do. I'm not condoning it, but whatever you got to do to get through your day, I'm not going to do it. But if you need to,
strong. Make it a hurricane, you know?
Yeah. I might go insane either way, but I'm not going to go insane because the Buckeyes are not out on the recruiting trail. They are certainly out in full force on the trail. Letterman Row here to break it down. Matt Parker, again, on the other side of the screen. I'm Spencer Holbrook. We should probably introduce ourselves a little earlier, but that's okay. The people know who we are. But if you click on this video and you don't know who we are, welcome. I suppose. Go subscribe. Go become a member at lettermanrow.com. $1 for 1 month right now. We'll just get that plug in from the top. Matt, not going to waste any time on this week's show. Maryland comes to town this weekend. Mike Locksley and the boys. There's going to be a turtle invasion in Ohio Stadium on Saturday. We'll see. We'll see what happens. But the Buckeyes, not taking a break from recruiting just because the Terps are coming. The Buckeyes offered 2025 linebacker Eli Lee from Archbishop Hoban.
I think it's the first one. I pronounce it Hoban.
Well, if we're wrong, I'm sure we have Akron listeners. If we're wrong, please
let us know. Let us know
in the comments. We would love that. Or you can just text Matt Parker at redacted. I'm just kidding. I'm not going to give out your phone number, Matt. But the bottom line is Ohio State offers 2025 in-state linebacker Eli Lee. On Wednesday, it's an offer that you suggested for the Buckeyes a pair of weeks ago, and now that offer has come to fruition. He's a talented player, and Matt, tell us what you know about
him. Yeah, I mean, I really wouldn't say I suggested it. I guess you could say that, but I didn't suggest it to Ohio State.
No, I was giving you some credit, though.
But I did put him on offer watch a couple of weeks ago, and that was just from, you know, picking up some notes and reading some tea leaves and all of the things that you got to do to be at least, you know, somewhat okay at this job. Yeah, the 2025 linebacker, he is an unstarred prospect by three of the four recruiting services, including On3, but I'm sure that'll change here shortly. As I know, a big 2025 rankings update is underway. 247 has him as a 3-star. They're the only ones that have him ranked. But yeah, he's about 6'2", 6'3", somewhere in that range, 215. And a source inside the Woody Hayes Athletic Center, we were texting Wednesday night after the offer was announced on the artist formerly known as Twitter. And the source said, Tommy 2.0. Now, Tommy being Tommy Eichenberg. And that's pretty telling of how Ohio State views the young Eli Lee from Akron, Ohio. And this is a guy, I mean, for all of the diehard Ohio State recruiting fans here, that's a name that people know. Like, that is a name that people have known for a while now. He plays on one of the best teams in the state. And any opportunity that he has had to come down to Columbus and spend time with the program, with Jim Knowles, with James Laurinaitis, with Ryan Day, you know, a bunch of Sam McGrath, a bunch of people at Ohio State, he takes that opportunity. I mean, he hit the camp circuit pretty heavy, just exclusively at Ohio State from this past summer. He was in Columbus again in July for the Buckeyes recruiting event, Summerfest. And he's now the third current member of that Akron Hoban team that has an Ohio State offer. The other two being 2026 offensive tackle Sam Greer and 2026 cornerback Albert Hill. So first off, you talk about a pretty talented high school football team. Three guys on one team have an Ohio State offer in the state of Ohio. That's pretty good, in my opinion. But with that, he's your traditional Mike linebacker kind of guy, you know. As Ohio State likes to say anymore, that he puts his face in the fan, and he really just, yeah, I know that that is an expression that echoes in the hallways at the Woody these days. And I just, the visual of that is so unpleasant, you know. But anywho, he mean, he's your traditional Mike linebacker. He sees ball, he gets ball. Someone's in his way, he gets them out of his way. This Thursday, I would like to do, we'll see time permitting, but I would like to do kind of bit of a film study here and, you know, just be like, all right, his comparison by Ohio State is Tommy Eichenberg. So what makes him Tommy Eichenberg like? And just so for like the audience at home knows, that offer was announced Wednesday night at about 7-ish, 7:30, maybe 8, somewhere in there. I don't know. And we are recording this 12 hours after the fact. So not, you got to get some sleep in there. So you can be recharged. So I haven't had a whole lot of time yet to really do a deep dive the way I would like to, but you look at Eli's offer sheet, and Ohio State large and by far, I mean, it's the biggest school on his offer sheet. The next Power Five in there that I would consider big personally is West Virginia. Pitt is on there. Of course, Kentucky is on there because Eli is an Ohio prospect. just a little joke for some folks there. And I'm pretty sure Iowa State is on there as well. And then he has reigning Mid-American Conference champion Toledo on the offer sheet as well. So, like, there's a sizable gap difference between your West Virginia's, Kentucky's, Iowa State, Pitt, and then Ohio State. So a couple of things. One, I would not be shocked if you started to see Mr. Lee here announce offers from the Georgias, Alabamas of the world, Michigan State, Notre Dame, you know, all of the big schools, you know, big schools. Mm-hmm. I haven't yet talked to him. That is in the works, but just having an understanding of the situation from Ohio State's point of view, I don't see how this recruitment lasts that much longer.
He obviously an in-state prospect, obviously an Ohioan, because that's what in-state prospect means. Wow, Spencer, it is too early, man. And I've already had my coffee, so what are we doing here? Smack myself in the face. Anyway, Matt, you also put in a recruiting prediction machine prediction for Eli Lee to attend the Ohio State University. What made you pull the trigger so quickly? I guess we shouldn't say that. What made you decide on that so quickly, and why do you feel so confidently that Eli Lee is going to be in this class? I'm not doubting you, by the way. I'm just some context.
You're setting that up. You're putting the ball on the tee so I can hit the drive. And I won't say you like I usually do.
I've seen you hit the driver, and I'm not sure if that's also great. That's a great thing for this program here.
Yeah, but I put in the prediction last night when I got the offer, and Ohio State has been a pretty special place for in-state linebackers under head coach Ryan Day, starting with the 2019 class. Ohio State has signed at least one linebacker from Ohio in every single recruiting class, minus the 2020 class. And in 2019, you had Tommy Eichenberg and the linebacker formerly known as Cade Stover, now obviously a tight end and doing great things there. But he was brought in originally as a linebacker. And if I'm not mistaken, he started as a linebacker in that Rose Bowl, right? Like, I'm pretty sure that happened.
Yes.
Okay, thank you.
I was trying to give you the floor there, make you the solo layout guy there. And
I don't like that. I don't like that view. I like the conversational view. Make much.
Well, how about you talk, and I'll make myself here, and I'll just you. The people just see me going as you're talking.
Yeah. I think 2021 was Reed Carrico from Ironton, and then 2022 you had C.J. Hicks and Gabe Powers. 2023, they got Arvell Reese in August. And 2024, you have Garrett Stover, just, you know, a stone's throw away from Ohio State up there in Sunbury in the 2024 class. He hasn't signed yet, but, you know, all hell would have to break loose for Garrett Stover to not sign his letter of intent to go to Ohio State. And there's just this trend. There's just a pattern there. Ohio kids know what Ohio State means. Ohio State has always had a pretty rich linebacker tradition where the guys are from Ohio. I mean, and you look all over the place throughout Ohio State's history and you see guys that are, I mean, a couple, AJ Hawk comes to mind. Bobby Carpenter comes to mind.
What?
Yeah, exactly. You know, just so many guys come to mind that are from the state of Ohio, and you're seeing really, and we've talked about this not at length on the show, but we've talked about it a couple of times throughout, you know, the year and change, but the talent in Ohio continues to get better every single year. Mm-hmm. And I think the linebacker position has like really set the bar for that in the state of Ohio. And now you're seeing it with Eli Lee. And based on that, as well as the fact that, I mean, he is an Ohio guy, he gets it, he knows what it would mean to be a Buckeye. And then just, you know, talking with, I mean, Ohio State has put a lot of effort into this recruitment, more than a lot of people, you know, might necessarily want to think. You know, they would think, oh, he's an in-state kid. You know, they just, you know, saw that, you know, maybe he made a couple big tackles against someone like Maslin or something like that, or whatever. But like, I guarantee you, Ohio State recruits and scouts the in-state kids a lot harder than it does the out-of-state kids, just because they know what that offer means to an Ohio kid. So they don't hand it out like candy, you know. And all of that to say, pardon my rambling, but that's a kid that gets it. Eli Lee is a kid that gets it. The opportunity to play in this Jim Knowles defense, which this year so far through four games is looking like one of the best defenses in the country, to be coached potentially by James Laurinaitis, an Ohio State legend. It all makes sense. It all adds up. So that's why I predicted Eli Lee to Ohio State last night, Wednesday night.
You know what else adds up, Matt? All the fees that come along with today's life, you know, inflation, all of those things hitting you hard, but you still want to go see the Ohio State Buckeyes in action. Game Time is giving you the chance to do that. Not you, the chance, Matt. You'll be on the field taking photos for LettermanRow.com, $1 for 1 month right now if you go sign up. But the fellas and the folks and ladies and gentlemen, if you want to go to an Ohio State game, use the Game Time app or gametime.co. That's the best place to find tickets for these Ohio State Buckeyes. Ohio State versus Maryland Saturday at noon. You can get out of that stadium by 3:30, be home on your couch to watch the second half of Bama, Texas A&M. You can be around to watch the nightcap. I don't know what the night games are, but you can go to the game right now and you can save $20 on your first purchase using the promo code Buckeyes on that Game Time app or using the Game Time app or with gametime.co. Of course, terms apply to that. Terms also apply when you, Matt, they do this cool thing. I've talked about it before. Everyone knows what it is by now because everyone who's watching has used it already, which is awesome. You can find a ticket on Game Time. If you find a cheaper ticket from a different ticketing bureau or different ticketing site that is cheaper, that's in the same section or the same row, you send that to Game Time. They refund you 110% the difference. I'm not going to do the math because Game Time does it for me. But they do that really cool thing, and you can save money on tickets. So use that promo code Buckeyes for $20 off your first purchase on the Game Time app or at gametime.co. It's not just tickets. It's not just Buckeyes tickets either. You can go see concerts. I know, you know, we've talked about it at length now. You know, Tim May needed a ticket to Lil Baby. He went to Game Time, found that ticket, saved $20 because he used the promo code Buckeyes. Of course, terms applied to him, as they do to everybody. But if you use the Game Time app or gametime.co, you'll be able to find a good price on some pretty good Buckeyes tickets. And that doesn't just apply to Maryland either, man. Like Penn State's coming up, Michigan State's coming up. The Michigan State game's a night game that should be just a bloodbath, and you could have some fun in the horseshoe with some alternate uniforms. So use the Game Time app and save yourself some money on tickets.
Hey, I've got a night, a primetime game for you this Saturday. If you, for whatever reason, can't make it to Ohio State, Maryland, and you know, maybe you're not in the Columbus area, but you are down there in Hattiesburg, Mississippi, Old Dominion, Southern Miss, 7 o'clock kick. Check it out. Bet you can get a ticket.
I'm sure Brett Favre and the rest of Hattiesburg will be lit on fire with excitement for that one. But we're not here. We're not here to talk Old Dominion Southern Miss. As much as I would like to, you want to pay me to talk Old Dominion Southern Miss, I will gladly do it. Pay me to cover the MAC too. I'll do that as well. But we're here to talk Ohio State, Maryland. Some folks will be in attendance for Ohio State, Maryland, probably around 100,000, I would say. And among them will be the teens, Matt. There are plenty of teens making their way to Ohio Stadium for Ohio State, Maryland. We're not going to go through the entire list, but we can. I'll run down the commits real quick. Garrett Stover, Jalen McClain, Ian Moore, Sam Williams Dixon, Tavian St. Clair, Leroy Roker from Fort Myers. The recent offer will be there. There's a whole gaggle of 2025 and 2026 recruits who will be there. Just so we don't keep the folks here for hours on end as we talk about this, can you give me just a couple names that you're really looking forward to seeing walk through the tunnel, come to Ohio Stadium, and be here for Ohio State, Maryland?
Yeah, I'm pulling it up on my phone right now as we speak.
Well, here, let me
Handy Dandy On Three app, actually. No, I got it. We're good. Excuse me. I think the first one for me is the three-star safety from Bishop Vero out there in Fort Myers is Leroy Roker. Wow, say that five times fast.
No,
I bet he's really good at that. You know, but yeah, that's the most recent safety prospect for position coach Perry Eliano. Ohio State likes him. Well, Ohio State needs safeties in this class. Jalen McClain, the safety commit, the only safety commit to the 2024 class, is going to be on campus as well this weekend. So there's going to be some peer recruiting going on for sure. And we already have seen, you know, Roker's start to explode. I mean, Miami offered him within 5 minutes of Ohio State offering him is what it felt like on, I think that was Tuesday he announced the offer, Monday or Tuesday, it was earlier in the week. Talking with some folks at Ohio State about Roker, I made the comment to them about be like, oh yeah, like I saw that Miami offered too. And the folks at Ohio State got a good kick out of that. So, you know, you beat a team to dethrone a dynasty and they're still trying to play catch up with you. It's pretty funny in my opinion, but I think he's definitely number one on my list that I'm eager to see heading out of the tunnel on the south end. That is an official visit as well, by the way. So he will get to do a photo shoot should he decide to do one.
Okay.
Which I would assume that he would. I think Ohio State would make the time for that. Mm-hmm. Let's see here. Staying on safeties, I will say that Jalen McClain is another one, just because this is his first game day visit to Ohio State. And that is something that you don't ever forget, whether it is as a fan, a member of the media, a visiting prospect, a player, you know, it's a pretty cool moment walking out of that South Tunnel and seeing everything that is Ohio Stadium. So I'm looking forward to seeing him, and also to see what he looks like. You know, I have not seen him in person before, so I'm looking forward to that.
Oh, I don't want to cut you off, Matt. Sure. I talked to a Letterman Road source, I suppose. No, however you would phrase that. I talked to somebody that I trust in the Ohio State building about Jalen McClain and just like the progress there. And you know, Jalen doesn't play on the best high school football team in New Jersey. He's probably the best player on that team, but it's just the team in general is not. I think Seton Hall Prep's a pretty good program, and it's not a great year for Seton Hall Prep. Exactly. It's a great league there in New Jersey. Yeah. But from what I've gathered from a couple different people, and particularly one person that I really trust, they expect Jalen McClain to be able to come in next year and play. And that doesn't mean play safety next year. But if you're looking at a freshman who is already on October 5th, 2023, in the 2024 class who could play in 2024, I would circle Jalen McClain as a potential freshman who can come in and play. And when you're talking about losing guys, you're going to lose Lathan Ransom. You're going to lose Josh Proctor. You are going to bring back Jahad Carter, I would assume, as somebody who maybe in his second year at Ohio State would be able to take the next step because he's got another year, and I wouldn't expect him to leave. I think that he's starting to settle in at Ohio State. You talk about with Sonny Styles, with Malik Hartford. That safety room is going to need a little bit of an overhaul, and that's obviously why we talk recruiting so much. But I do think that Jalen McClain, his first Ohio State game day visit's important, and you're starting to hear some things from Ohio State to say, like, hey, this is not only a guy that we took because we need safeties. This is a guy we think that can come in and play, you know, pretty early in his Ohio State career. And, you know, I don't want to steal, you know, recruiting stuff. I'm not the recruiting guy. But when I talk to somebody, I try to ask a couple of different recruiting things when I gather info about the team. And Jalen McClain, somebody that my people in the Woody have said, like, hey, this is a guy that you need to maybe pay attention to as a 2024 freshman who's going to be on the field. Like, I would not expect him to redshirt at all. And that's a year and a half away from the redshirt conversation.
Hey, man, each one teach one, right? That's teamwork, baby. That's what makes this ship keep on moving. That's right. It's worth noting, by the way, that there's only really one or two like top end safety guys in this 2024 cycle, in my opinion, those two being KJ Bolden and Zaquan Patterson. And then after that, it's like everyone is at least seemingly like on the same level as everyone else. And like that kind of shows in the rankings. Like On3 has Jalen McClain as the number 12 safety, but 156 overall prospect. So you have 12 safeties inside. You have 11 safeties inside the top 150. Like, that's pretty damn good. So, moving on to 2025, the names that I have gathered here, there are three of them that I am not counting Tavian St. Clair, because anytime your future quarterback is in town, that's always good. But Tavian lives 40 minutes away, so we are going to exclude Tavian from this conversation. No disrespect to you, Mr. St. Clair. But the three names that I am very eager to see on Saturday, I think number one on my list is going to be Blake Woodby, the four-star cornerback from St. Francis Academy out there in Baltimore, Maryland, making the trip to Ohio State this weekend when Ohio State hosts Maryland. So the irony there is very funny to me. This is a guy who has Ohio State in his top five. That consists of Ohio State, Oregon, Alabama, Clemson, and Tennessee. Number nine cornerback, number 91 overall prospect in the On3 industry rankings in 2025. Ohio State does have that kiss of death on them with Blake Woodby. He is the Ohio State is the dream school for him.
Oh, no.
Which, you know, we do know what that traditionally is like. However, talking with him earlier this week, the story is on lettermanroad.com. $1 a month to join. That's pretty cool. You could check out more of what I'm about to say in depth there. But again, it's relationships that is separating Ohio State. And it's Tim Walton's resume. Ohio State's cornerback coach is really his resume. And the fact that he coached Jalen Ramsey, and Jalen Ramsey has said that's the best position coach he's ever had, is really paying dividends for these kids. It's worth noting that Blake Woodby is on campus this weekend, commits during his bye week, which is the weekend Ohio State is in West Lafayette playing Purdue. And then I do believe he is visiting again for Penn State. So that's interesting to me. Moving along is interior offensive lineman here. Avery Gash.
Let's talk about him. Okay. Here, Matt, you're going to hear a little bit of off-camera Spencer going on here. I have heard for months that Michigan is infiltrating Ohio and getting whoever it wants in Ohio, which is just completely and patently false. So you know what? It's hilarious to me that an offensive lineman on the heels of Michigan winning back-to-back games against Ohio State, winning back-to-back Joe Moore awards, an interior offensive lineman who has every reason to be already committed to Michigan, is visiting Ohio State this weekend. It's just hilarious. So I'm going to coin this as the beginning of the Ohio takeover of Michigan, which is a complete joke. It's not true, but if we're going to talk about Michigan going into Ohio and doing what it wants, because that's apparently what some people are led to believe right now, then I'm going to start saying about Avery Gash. So it's a big visit, I think, for this young man coming to Columbus this weekend. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
that really kind of does it for me. I'm not about to repeat any of that. Okay.
We've heard it, Matt. We've heard it for months now, since Jordan Marshall. So
yeah, that's probably the only prospect where that narrative makes sense. Which Jordan Marshall's having a pretty damn good senior year.
He's really good, man.
He just broke the molar rush, like career rushing total or whatever a few weeks ago. And like,
yeah,
Molar's gonna go deep in these Ohio playoffs, man. So yeah. Oh, he's also a super nice dude. I want to just put that out there. Jordan Marshall, very nice dude.
Hey, Matt. But, Matt, what do you know about Dwayne Galloway? Somebody who is just bursting onto the scene right now, just piling up offers like they're ribbons at the art show. I mean, this guy's starting to kind of take off. Yeah, they give a ribbon to everybody, man. You ever walk in through an art show? It's like, hey, everybody gets a ribbon. It's like Oprah.
Think I've been to an art show since I was in second grade. I'd have to ask my parents about that one. But yeah, Dwayne Galloway was my third guy here that I'm looking forward to seeing. Yeah, he is. Every time I go on Twitter/X, I feel like I see this 2025 athlete prospect from just down the road at Marion Franklin here in Columbus, who has, I mean, in the last 3 weeks, gotten offers from Georgia, Michigan, Michigan State. And then it's funny because, like, Max school, like, he'll announce a big offer from, like, Georgia or whatever, and then he announces an offer from, like, Western Michigan. And I'm just like, okay, like, recruiting departments are definitely seeing the same thing, but it's just how soon do the big boys really want to be like, okay, yeah. Anytime an Ohio prospect blows up on the national team, especially one that is in Ohio State's backyard. I mean, Marion Franklin to Ohio Stadium is probably like 15 minutes, if I had to take a guess. Yeah, he plays both ways. I would have to check the position again. I would have to check the positions with that athlete tag. And honestly, I haven't heard too much about Ohio State with Dwayne Galloway. I think this is one of those things where they are noticing that someone is getting a lot of attention elsewhere. So they kind of want to sit him down and be like, okay, here's why all of these schools are here and why we need to be here. So I think it's going to be a good introduction for both parties. And I'm looking forward to that. I would like to know who the last, I think I do know actually, but I'd have to double check this, but I would like to know who the last Columbus City League prospect was that went to Ohio State. And I think like 93% sure it was Malik Harrison. Pretty sure. Is that a name?
That sounds right, but I don't want to say anything definitive on this program. We're a facts-based program here, Matt. Couch that. We'll couch it with the 93% that you said, and the other 7%, I'm sure somebody in the comments is gonna let us know, man. Like,
well, if I'm right, I'm gonna put it in the comments that I was right. So
yeah, eat that chest. There you go.
Yeah, I will check. Don't you worry. Okay, and the last, we're dipping into 2026 here, and even 2027. There's a 2027 prospect that I have my eyes on. I'm looking forward to seeing here. Another in-state guy, Painesville, Ohio, up there in Northeast Ohio. Harvey running back Sean Alston. This is his second game day visit this fall. Really tearing it up out there in Painesville, Ohio. I think he's really good. I think he's going to be a guy that is worth watching as this 2026 class starts to turn into high school football players. Because, I mean, shoot, half that cycle is probably still like eighth grade freshman kind of guys. I mean, 2026 are sophomores. So and then the 2020 the lone 2027 prospect I have figured out that is going to be there, half of the St. Francis Academy football team from Baltimore, Maryland is going to be on campus. They, when one of them goes somewhere, they all go somewhere. It's kind of like how South Florida Express does it. But 2027 wide receiver James Branch, he's a freshman and already has offers from Michigan, Penn State, and Maryland. Now, Zone 6 is a little bit different, as we know, But it is worth noting that as a freshman, he's 6'2", 173. So that is pretty interesting to me. And there are obviously more guys heading to Columbus this weekend. I'm sure we will find out more of them as Thursday trickles into Friday. And, you know, there's always that one surprise visitor that just strolls onto the field at Ohio Stadium on Saturday. And we're like, oh, what's he doing here? And those are personally my favorite. I enjoy those a lot. But like Chance Robinson for Western Kentucky, that was fun. But I would say that is those names are the ones I'm most eager to see on Saturday from the hours of probably 10:45 to noon as they are making their way out of the recruiting lounge in the tower there and going down the south tunnel onto the field at Ohio Stadium.
Full coverage of all of that, lettermanrow.com. You can get your first month for $1 right now when you sign up at lettermanrow.com. Matt, we're going to get back to work. We're going to let the fine people go. This was fun. This was really fun. There was a lot. There's going to be a lot more people, a lot more recruits showing up to Ohio Stadium here in the next few weeks. As Ryan Day called it, the beef of the season has arrived here. If I could put a big cow on the screen right now, I would, because we're in the beef of it, Matt, the real beef of the season.
I think Ryan Day is like, he's like really becoming an Ohio guy, you know?
He
yells at old men on national television, beats his chest saying Ohio against the world. He makes beef references. Like,
hey, you recruit two Stovers and all of a sudden you think you're from here. I don't know.
Yeah. I mean, hey, there are more Stovers on the way too. So just letting everyone know. Not to cut into your conclusion here, but you really just got me thinking here. So
Letterman Rowe will be in Ohio Stadium for Ohio State, Maryland. Matt on the field, recruiting department, photography department. He does it all, folks. LettermanRowe.com. Go follow him, Matt Parker, LR, right under his little name tag there. It's nice. We can put that on the screen now.
It looks like a name tag, too.
Yeah, it does. You are Matt. I am Spencer. They are the crowd. Thanks for watching. Thanks for listening. Go subscribe again to lettermanrow.com right now. Go come join the team. Come join the club. It's $1 for your first month. And then after that, we'll talk about pricing. But for now, Matt and I are going to get back to work. Again, he's Matt. I'm Spencer. Thanks for watching. Thanks for listening. We'll see you guys back next week in the Letterman Lounge.